big story yesterday that broke about Oscar Klefbom, arthritis in his shoulder. I'm sure you've treated athletes with arthritis, and no one's the same. But, you know, this has been something I know that's been ongoing for 2 years. And now the concern for them is, you know, to do surgery that it doesn't necessarily fix it. If you do surgery, and I don't know, if you scrape it out on the scapula or maybe even take out some of the bone, what's the risk if you do that?
Well, I mean, certainly there are risks. There's benefits too. So, I mean, to answer your question, I guess in reverse order, the risks are that they go in there and they clean it out and kind of debride. What you're describing is exactly what they do. They arthroscopically today, they don't, it's not a huge procedure, but it's not minor by any account. They'll basically go in there through three portals and using a camera and an instrument through those portals. They'll basically look for scar tissue and rough areas on the joint surface that form as a result of chronic injury, arthritic changes. And essentially what can happen is they can, I mean, I guess one of the worst case scenarios is it's no better. So you're out of commission. You haven't had an opportunity to use your shoulder or your arm. You'll get deconditioning and the stuff that goes along with it. And at the end of the day, you might have the exact same symptoms as you kind of went into the surgery with. So that would be one of the, I mean, obviously one of the risk factors. Some of the other ones are things that can happen with any surgery. You can end up with a frozen shoulder. You can end up with, you know, immobilization problems from the recovery, ongoing weakness. But these guys are fit, young athletes. So I don't know that they're worried about the risks as much as, you know, what the benefits would be.
Okay, and that's fair. Now, obviously, unless you've treated the guy, you know, it's hard to speculate on how serious it is. Obviously, it's a concern. You know, I've been told by sources at times he had trouble even sleeping during the season. Usually, it's one where in the off season, it would kind of, you know, the aggravation and the inflammation would go down and they'd be able to control it because there's not the wear and tear of playing hockey. Right? Where you're taking shots and battling with guys. But then over the season, you know, the orders let him have, you know, rest for nine games, which is basically 3 weeks during the season this year. It's something that, like, arthritis, it's not really curable, is it, Grant? Like, this is something that isn't going to go away anytime.
Yeah, exactly, Jason. I mean, essentially picture a surface that used to be a nice, smooth gliding surface for one surface to move on another. And it's no longer that way. It's bumpy. It may have formed little osteophytes or bone where there's not supposed to be bone. And that creates an irregular surface, which is inflammatory in nature. And when you've got inflammation, you've heard me say it on this show, most of the time when you've got inflammation, it's actually when you're not using it that it gets really uncomfortable, such as when you're sleeping or even in the off season. It's not something that just goes away necessarily with rest. It can improve, obviously, with the rehab, but as he goes back into the season, it's just going to get aggravated and it's going to happen again and again, and it's going to, you know, continuously give him problems throughout the season.
Has there been, like, what's been the most successful treatment when it comes to, like, arthritic shoulders, right? Because I know it's not a joint, right? So it's maybe different than fingers and other things like that. So how, what, in your conversations with other people, what, like, usually on average, in a general statement, what works best in controlling arthritis in your shoulders?
Yeah, so essentially it is a joint. It's a ball and socket joint. It's a synovial joint, and it moves in many planes. That's the beauty of the shoulder. It gives you a lot of mobility. Now, with an arthritic change, you actually lose that mobility as well. It no longer moves as well as it would have otherwise. And to answer your question, I mean, it's usually managed with a combination of maintaining flexibility around the joint, strengthening, making sure that the muscles that stabilize the joint are strong so it can maintain a healthy position. He's not going to have that problem unless it's being inhibited because of this chronic inflammation cycle. And inflammation will create pain. Pain will inhibit movement and strength. And so they're trying to get at that. That's what they're looking at right now, I'm sure, by contemplating surgery, is removing that chronic irritable surface that then leads to inhibition, weakness, and it becomes a never-ending cycle. So in the lay population, you and I, we strengthen it. We might take NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like Advil, or some people are on longer-term things like Celebrex and these kind of medications, naproxen, to manage the inflammation. In some cases, when it gets more and more severe, they'll use corticosteroids. So cortisone is just a much stronger anti-inflammatory medication that reduces the inflammation as well. And then there's other things that we offer as well that we can do, and often we try to alleviate that inflammation around the joint, but ultimately that's what you're doing. You're managing the inflammation and maintaining the flexibility for as long as you can.
Grant Fedor from Leading Edge Physio and Capilano Rehab joins us. Now, what are the benefits of cortisone shots, Grant, and then maybe the long-term risks of cortisone shots? Because I know a lot of players, you know, if you have a little bit of an arthritic thing, a lot of times they'll take cortisone shots.
So the answer is the cortisone can give you an immediate reduction. Oh, my voice just cracked there. Can give you an immediate reduction in the inflammatory process. So reduce the inflammation, you're going to get reduced pain, you're going to be able to use the shoulder in a way to strengthen it and give you long-term benefits. So that's the benefit. However, and not too long ago, some research came out that actually supports not only can cortisone cause more erosion in some cases, it can actually make the problem worse. And so it's not necessarily the kind of the catch-all treatment for everybody. It certainly has to be done supervised, obviously, and really used in the right circumstances, usually as a last resort. You're kind of getting to the point where other treatments have failed, conservative management's not working, you're having difficulty managing it yourself, it's getting in the way of your enjoyment of just day-to-day activity. So really, you got to take that big picture into account. And in Oscar Clefbaum's situation, clearly he's got a career span, and he's going to want to make the best of it as best he can. So they're making different decisions than you and I would make.
Oh, well, and the other thing, of course, then is the long-term health concerns, right? Because, you know, Clefbaum, hey, I get the competitiveness. You want to keep playing for a few years. But then all of a sudden, now you're 34, and you've got chronic arthritis everywhere in your shoulder. Like, that's not something that surgery can fix, right? Like, that's there permanently.
Yeah, no, it can contribute to more arthritis down the road. So just to put it into perspective, a personal situation in my life, Heidi had a labral repair. And the labrum is that cartilage that I'm talking about. It's the part where the humerus or the ball fits up against the scapula. That's your labrum. That's the cartilage. And when you have a tear in there, it can cause all kinds of problems. Now, when she was younger, she made a decision that having a shoulder that dislocated for the rest of her life wasn't the best thing. And so they repaired it. And an amazing job, and it bought her many, many years of healthy shoulder. But, you know, now it's starting to show it. The wear of having that trauma, because surgery is another type of trauma, and she's no longer got the mobility. It makes crunching noises, and she's looking at an arthritic shoulder. And you know, dear Heidi, she's young 40. So it, you know, it's not just these high end professional athletes that this happens to. It's the rest of us too.
Grant Fedor can join us. One last one. You bring up a really good point, because a lot of people, a lot of us are, you know, myself included, are uneducated on certain surgeries, on what the long term is. So you can fix it for now, but many years down the road, there can be, you know, dire consequences from it, right? And that, you know, I'm not here to scare anybody, but you know, like are shoulders worse off than other parts of your body, like a knee or something, or is, you know, are they pretty much even where if you had a surgery now on it, you know, the long term effects are going to be the same as if you have knee surgery or ankle surgery or something, or is it potentially worse in your shoulder?
No, I would say, I mean, I'm not going to speak directly to all of the research, but in generally speak, if we're just talking generally, surgery is meant to be that thing that you do when you've evaluated all other sources of reduction in your pain or improvement in your function, and there's nowhere else to turn. And the reason is, and the surgeons know this, and they're very excellent about making these decisions, what's the trade-off? We're going to give you a good, you know, outcome for a number of years. And so age comes into effect, fitness level, how you want to use that joint. So for instance, if it's something that's just not totally impacting your day-to-day life, you might not make that decision. Whereas if it's really stopping you from being able to do your job, for instance, you might do it because you need it in order to pay your bills. And so really all of these things have to factor in, because we do know that down the road there's going to be consequences to all of these procedures that are done.
Grant, great stuff. We appreciate the insight. Enjoy draft day.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm wishing him the best recovery no matter which direction he goes. And I can speak to, you know, the surgeons that are around here and whoever will be working on him. he's going to have the best, and they'll do a good, if they're doing it, they're going to do a good job. He's also going to work it. You know, these guys, they've got every opportunity for the best recovery. So, you know, let's just wish them best, hey?
You betcha, 100%. Yeah, the health of a player long-term is definitely crucial. Thanks for this, Grant. Have a good day.
Take care.